catch lots of rabbits.
They didn't get out and outrun him and catch him. They'd get after him.
Y'all come on.
And he'd go in a briar patch. Another two or three would call us around this briar patch and one would go through and run that rabbit out. And they'd get him. Now, they caught a fox right down here one day that way. He jumped the fox up and he run in a briar patch. Wasn't no hurry about getting out. Brother Dickens is there, surrounded that briar patch, and when Nelvin drove him out while they hung him, they killed that fox.
Yeah.
No, they wasn't intending on running anything down. They were going out smart.
Yeah.
One night, one time here, we had the corn out there, about roast there, cocoon. They got started in it. Deep muff roast there. Luther Williams over here, he had a good coon dog. I was gonna get him to run the coon. He decided he'd wait till just before day, and he did, and the trail was over. That morning, though, I came, the diggers out and went out there, and one of them, he went to baying something. I thought maybe it was a stray cat. And I decided I wanted to see where he was anyhow. I walked off down the grass that deep in the corn. That little old lap dog here, it's a little bigger dog than this one. That's about all he was sitting for, and he was right from my heels. And the old dog treated him. I called him Pokey. And he's standing back and barking, and I went down the corn middle, and I seen a little old coon before I got there. That little Dickens, he seen me, and he made a jump to whoop that corn stalk. And this little old dog, lap dog, he run by, seen that coon, and he grabbed him. Jumped up, grabbed him, jerked him down. You're talking about a fight there, but a little dog and a little coon had it. Old Pope, he just stood there and looked at him. He wouldn't take no hand in it. I jumped in there and stole the coon and killed him.
Yeah.
But that night.
But
they had a fight.
Yeah.
And that night, about 9 o'clock, I went out there turning the hounds out. I didn't know where they'd run a coon or not. Turned them out and went out there in the corn patch. And old Pokey, he treed again just about in the same place. I figured then it was a coon that time, and I went down there, and this little old dog right along with me. But now, when he seen that coon, he'd surround him, you know, he'd barking at him. And finally, I run in, kicked him over, and killed him. And about that time, the other dogs had treed down there in one of those pine trees. I went on down there, had my gun with me, and flashlight. And I shined that whole tree out, and I never could see no coon. But I knowed he's in there because them dogs, they's all staying right there raising sand. And the limbs was down pretty tall below him. I reached up and caught a limb, pulled myself up on it. The second limb I stepped on, that's the one the coon was on. He's out right on the end. Just right close down, but I was looking up high. I wasn't looking right there. That rascal sailed out over them dogs, right towards the barn. He went and he turned, went back down that little old creek, going towards your highway, and they went out of here and running that thing. Oh, one in the